Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Yes, happy Friday. It's no different. Turn the mic on or not. When my headphones are still in this state. They did make it through the Super Bowl. I was predicting the worst when it came to whether the headphones would make it through the the Bills season and the Super Bowl.
Okay, remember? Right, gotcha. Right.
But today might be it. I don't know.
So I'm over here like, wait, we didn't work for the Super Bowl. The Bills weren't in it. What are you talking about?
Super Bowl? I had a party.
Line of demarcation for your headphones.
I wanted to make it through the season, and
gotcha.
I...
Gotcha, right. It's the season.
Barely did. Yeah. And I think for next year, starting Monday, even maybe we're gonna need a new setup over here. I had an idea for a game, and I intentionally I gambled with myself here.
Okay.
That you would like it more if I didn't tell you.
Okay. Well, that's usually almost always the case.
And with that, what I decided to do in that gamble, in that same vein, is not prepare myself for the game at all.
I think we're off to a great start.
All these new stations.
Right, I know.
This has got to be like, what a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, we're everywhere.
So my idea is, and I'm thinking about this with Sammy P in mind, who sometimes will be listening to our show from now when he comes on at 3:30. I know he's on a vacation.
I saw a slushy alcoholic drink in a pool in a text earlier today. So
that doesn't mean necessarily
he's got headphones on listening to us right now. I'm ashamed for him.
He might be though.
Yeah.
And if he is, then he can decide which one of us won the game. And if he what? If he isn't, then he can play.
Headphones? No, he's got like a Public Enemy boombox at the pool. It's just blasting our station.
Boombox.
What? All right, go ahead.
Right.
Sorry.
Why not a Walkman?
The imagery here of Sam poolside. I have no idea where he is. If there's children older people, but
you want him to be holding a stereo on top of his head?
Yeah, or walking it with like on his shoulder.
Oh yeah.
Like, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Just give me some like mid-80s Bronx feels, Sam. That's what I'm looking for.
All right. So there are five rounds.
Wow. All
you right. and me, five rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And we could even make this for money if you like how it ends. And we both agree to do that.
Okay.
I want to have an NFL win totals draft.
Okay, I like it.
Win totals bet draft, even. And if I have to use the juice, then I will. I'll write it down. And if we want to figure out, like, if we want to play a real game, then I'll write down, like, oh, okay, you like the Titans. You might. Over 6.5, -140. So that would, like, that would count in the
math. Okay, so how much of a favorite they are to go one way or the other would impact the scoring of the game?
Only if we want to take it seriously.
Yeah.
That
seems like just a lot to have to keep track of, I think.
Okay. Yeah. I was just going to write it down.
We aren't actually a gambling site, so like it doesn't really I don't know.
You're not going to bet this when we're done? Maybe you will. Maybe you'll want to. Maybe I'll want to bet mine. Five-team parlay.
No, it all depends. It depends. If I really like what I can't come up with, then I almost definitely won't bet it because I like to lose. So, I'll do a whole different thing online.
And I like having these sites hold my money for literally 11 months,
right.
Which is what this would be if we were to actually bet. All right. So, do you have records of the win totals? I can help you if you don't.
I don't, but I can easily. Well, I shouldn't say that. I know Sam sent them, and so I saw them through DraftKings. I would imagine that means they're up on FanDuel, but I have not looked.
I'm looking at DraftKings on Twitter.
Okay.
By having Twitter searched mm-hmm. DraftKings win totals.
Well, I'm off to a very bad start because I just logged into my FanDuel account and I can't even find an NFL icon at the top of the page.
Hmm.
So that's kind of annoying.
The NBA is back.
That's kind of annoying. Let's see what we can find here. Anyway, well, I'm sure. So we'll find it somewhere.
Yeah, I have the DraftKings numbers from the tweet from a couple days ago.
Okay.
A tweet.
Maybe I should just go do that because I do not see that on FanDuel. They've got Super Bowl winners, conference sides, division winners. That's it. No totals yet.
Okay.
On the FanDuel. So let me get to. I'll find this on DraftKings if you want to just entertain us for a moment.
Do you want to go second?
I'm not ready to go first. I don't even have any idea what any of these totals are.
All right, that's kind of how I feel. We talked about it for a minute on Wednesday, just how the Bills were 10.5 and how many teams were tied at that number for the highest win total in the league, how Miami and Arizona have the lowest numbers at 4.5. And I really am just sort of looking at it as well for the first time. You know, who mm-hmm. looks good? Who looks good?
I have this, what says it's the DraftKings list through a site called NFL Nerd.
Yeah, okay.
So I'll trust that's okay. So I've got everything I need then.
All right, I'll start.
I'm good here.
Give me, and then you go twice.
Great.
If you want.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Dallas over. 8.5. So when
as a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Record.
Mm-hmm. All right. I like it.
I still have the core. I mean, I don't have Micah Parsons anymore, Dallas, but I still have, I think, what matters the most. They'll have a new running back, probably, if that means anything. We'll see what happens with George Pickens. But I've got Prescott and Lamb, and maybe the Eagles are down. Maybe Washington doesn't get good like Daniels and his injury challenges. The Giants are the Giants. All I need here is 9-8. I'll take Dallas over 8.5.
Okay. Having now just glanced at this list for about 45 seconds, the one that jumps right out at me immediately is the Jaguars over 9.5. Well, 9.5 is the number I'll go over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be pretty bullish on the Jaguars.
So that means I can't pick the Jaguars, by the way.
Nor can I pick the Cowboys.
Right.
I think that's what that should mean. Yeah.
Over 9.5 on Jacksonville.
Even if we like them, I think you still want to. Yeah. And I will, you planted a seed. I don't know. I feel like I'm walking into a trap. I will take the Titans to win 7 games. I'll take them over 6.5. I like Daboll. With Ward, it's tough. I don't know what they're gonna do to get him some help around him, but I feel like there's a good player in there. There's at least a capable player in there, and paired up with Daboll, I think that'll work for him. So I'm gonna take the over on Tennessee.
Okay. I will then go. I'm going twice, just like you did. Snake draft.
Sure. And then, do we just go twice every time now?
Yeah, until we're done. I was thinking we'd just go 5 rounds, but
okay.
If you're enjoying yourself that much, we can go more than that.
There's no way I'll be enjoying myself that much. Right. I wouldn't enjoy myself doing anything right now that much.
Interesting. Well, that sort of gets me off the hook.
I don't even know what I meant by that.
I'll take the under on Pittsburgh. And Mike McCarthy. I guess this is a Mike McCarthy-themed draft so far. I'm over on Dallas, although he was gone for a year, but
right. Without
him. And then I'm going under on Pittsburgh, under 8.5. Got to get a couple unders in here at least.
Mm-hmm.
Then I will go, you know what? Some appealing options for unders in the AFC. I'll go under on Denver.
Okay.
Under 9.5.
All right.
I don't know. What is Denver? They took advantage of a bad Chiefs year, and the Raiders were so bad. They just, defense, and I just don't think defense is that trusty year to year to feel like Denver's just going to automatically win 10 or more games. So give me under 9.5 on Denver.
All right. I'm going to go under on the Jets. 5.5.
All right.
I just don't really.
You saved me from the Jets.
I just don't really see any way that that's going to be any good. Can we talk about that?
Sure. First? Yeah.
I did have a moment this morning where I thought, like,
of course you did.
Over on the Jets.
Because it's the Jets.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, there's no way. How many games did they just win?
One moment. Three.
Three?
Three.
I am always this way about the teams at the bottom of these lists.
So to go over, you're talking about doubling their win total.
Yes. I'm talking about 6-11,
mm-hmm.
a.k.a. doubling their win total. Right.
Huge improvement.
That is what I'm talking about. Who is going to be the quarterback of the Jets?
Kyler Murray.
Yeah, maybe. That could be six wins.
Yeah,
even
maybe.
Even Kyler Murray can be six wins. So you saved me from the Jets, because I don't know if I would have picked them. I looked at it, but I would never bet the under there.
Can I ask a question that I think is pertinent for keeping track of this? Are you running down my choices as well?
Yes.
Thank you.
It's like it's Friday, it's picks.
I'm not keeping track of anything, and I'm not even sure. Who did I pick first? I don't even remember.
Wow, you were in a mood.
I don't remember who I picked first. I honestly don't.
I believe you. You picked Jacksonville first.
Okay, thank you. Right.
And then Tennessee.
And then Tennessee.
Which I wasn't baiting you. And I know you like Tennessee so much.
And now I like Tennessee so much. I like the quarterback. I hate everything else about Tennessee. The uniform redesign is going to make me mad.
Because it looks too much like a great uniform.
Yes, a famous great uniform from a team that was stolen from its market. That should be not allowed, in my opinion. And I also still think their graphics, even though they're redoing everything, and I don't care, I got a message from somebody that's telling me that's what the Tennessee, the some state markings is why the T looks like that. I don't care. It looks like stuff from the Legend of Zelda video game from 1987. They're an embarrassment.
I do love state markings.
Right.
This reminds me of having to learn what the Cleveland Guardians meant.
I didn't know exactly how to say that, and I'm not even sure that that's right. It's just one person said, reason that stuff looks like that, and I don't care. It's terrible. And so then the whole state should be embarrassed, as far as I'm
imagine
concerned.
If the Bills rebranded and used state markings, which, what even are they? Like, if the Bills showed up with a new alternate logo and it was like the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, that would be really weird.
For all the time, New Yorkers, I mean, we have ads that say New Yorkers. We had Doug Marone.
I wouldn't mind one of our teams. I mean, the Bisons have done this. I have a hat that has like some, it's a spin-off of the City of Buffalo flag that the Bisons put on. And I like that. I'd be here for any of that with the Bills or the Sabres or the Bandits for that matter. I like that a lot. I like that hat a lot. I get compliments on it every time I wear it.
What is it? Stars?
It's the city flag. It's like there's like lightning bolts and stuff around a logo. And I'm not, if there's a buffalo on the logo, whatever it is.
Should I know this?
I don't even exactly know it. And I'm the one who owns the hat. So, no, I think I'm going to give you a pass on definitively knowing what that flag is.
I mean, I don't know if Grand Island...
I just know it when I see it.
I don't know if Grand Island has a flag or a logo, but if it does, it should have the shape of Grand Island on it.
That seems sensible enough.
You know?
Yeah.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah.
So, sort of like, the six people on the board are sitting around talking about rebranding. How do we, seem hipper? How do we do that? And a bunch of ideas get thrown around at the end of the meeting. 2 hours later, somebody goes, let's just keep the pork chop. Right? I mean, why are we even bothering? USA goal.
Oh, sweet. Looks like Dylan Larkin. That means that's Thompson's line again? That's a new line. I did not notice. We were on the air, so it's hard to like really keep track of a hockey game.
Plus, I'm writing down these
at least
picks.
Some of the subtleties of a hockey game, like guys changing lines. But Jack Hughes got put on a line with Thompson and Larkin at some point in the game on Wednesday, and that was staying the same for this game. I was under the impression so that was their line.
Thompson will get an assist on this goal.
Sweet, good for him.
He's maybe going to the bench or something. He's at center ice, passes it back to maybe Werenski, up to Larkin, and shot goes in from the circle.
Good deal. All right,
five, not even 5 minutes in.
1-0 U.S. All right.
All right. So you are win totals bet game.
Jacksonville over 9.5. Tennessee over 6.5. Jets under 5.5. We know you well. Like the Jets pick, the Titans, you know, even Jacksonville a little bit. Mine might be a little bit predictable too. I know Dallas for me last year was, I was into Dallas last year, and they didn't.
So deliver. Am I supposed to pick another one right now?
Yes.
I'm going to pick the Cardinals under 4.5 because everyone who even casually listens to this show knows how much, I don't need to drag you down with me, how much I hate the Arizona Cardinals. And this show has had a reputation for just mercilessly bludgeoning the Arizona Cardinals. We could be talking, we're doing a Sabres pregame show, and I'll fire off cheap shots at the Arizona Cardinals.
Right.
That's how much this show despises them, so I'm going to take them under 4.5.
Famously.
They're the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, you know, I respect going under on these super low totals because that's like, you know, something I could never do. Remember the Browns the 1 year with Hugh Jackson, I think it was, and they had some over-under of like 3. And like, just there's no way ever that I could bet the under on that. And they went winless.
Yeah, right.
0 was the number you needed. They went, if you had under 1, you won on the Browns.
Under a half.
That under a half win. Then you won that year. All right. Well, I'll take the under on New England. I think it's a little too obvious, but you know, not everybody would say that. 10.5 is the number. It's an okay team, maybe even good, not great. Again, we're very early in the on the calendar here, but let's see if they can win 11 games. Right? The bet is against New England winning 11 games.
Right.
So I will take New England under 10.5. That's minus 150 if we end up using the the juice here in our calculations. And so that's 3 unders for me. Let's find one more over. Oh, I do like this under, though. Never mind. I'll go under on New Orleans.
I was going to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
7.5. Have you been cutting Saints all morning on that app? That
no,
you about?
I had my fun with that the night I stumbled across it and then talked about it yesterday, but I have not revisited. We did get sent something else that I did not click on or look at. That was like, if you like that, you should try this, and I have not tried this.
No.
So if you're out there listening, I have not tried your thing yet. Not that I was scared of it or anything. I just didn't, you know.
I didn't want to try the Saints thing.
Yeah.
I got enough to do. I mean, I
understand. I know. It's not it. The reason I wanted to bring it up, yes, I sort of forced it in yesterday, is because it is very much unlike me to. I found that at like 10 o'clock at night. And at 10 o'clock at night, I'm not doing anything. Like, I'm just, if I'm looking at my iPad, I'm just scrolling, just waiting until I feel bored enough to fall asleep, which usually does not take long. But I saw this, I saw it complimented, and I'm like, I want to just see how interactive this is. And I tried it, and like, this is really pretty cool. But normally I would not click on a thing, which is why I didn't click on this thing that somebody sent us, because I don't usually click on anything.
Yeah, I don't want to click on it unless I made it.
Yeah, right. I'm just killing time here. Do I have one more?
I sniped you on New Orleans.
Do I have one more pick then?
Yes.
Is that it? I have one more pick? All right.
Unless you want to go 6, because I went first, if you think that's fair.
You know,
let's do that.
I want to go under on the 49ers, 10.5.
Okay.
They are playing a game in Australia. They're playing a game in Mexico City. And they're traveling to the East Coast, but like they are going to set a record for miles traveled. I mean, whoever was going to go to Australia, and if they're a team that's on one of the coasts that's going the other way a couple times, probably was going to have a look at it. But I just think that'll take something out of them.
It's very far away.
It really, really, really is. Even if they're going to play the game on like a Wednesday, which might be a Sunday here.
Plus, they have home games near near some facility that apparently is why everybody gets hurt.
Oh, right. Yeah, there's like a power substation or something that's making everyone get hurt.
I think George Kittle has bought into that.
Yeah, I've seen some reference to that. Yeah.
All right. San Francisco under, then one more.
One more. I'm going to buy the Bears. I'm buying the Bears. I think the Bears are pretty real. No, hang on. Weren't they pretty lucky? Like they won a bunch of games at the gun, didn't they?
I feel so. So what happened was, for maybe 2/3 of the season, that was the story with the Bears, but they kept going.
Yeah.
And then they won a playoff game, right?
Yes. And then they almost won another playoff game with like a miracle play at the end that forced overtime, but then there was a mistake. All right, I'll stay with it. Bears over 9.5.
Bears over.
We got Sam coming up in a few minutes. I want to be on the board with the Bears.
Yeah, okay. And I will try to find some correlation here. I've got Dallas over. What's Philadelphia? I'll take Philadelphia under. 10.5.
Okay.
I've been waiting for that to happen.
For them to be a team you'd want to pick under?
Yes, for the Eagles to just kind of not be good. I'm ready for it. I'm sick of the coach. I'm sick of all the A.J. Brown nonsense. I'm ready for the Eagles to struggle a little bit. So give me Dallas, Washington, and Philadelphia can step aside. I don't know if the Giants are ready to win, but
I wasn't really sure what to do with Washington in this exercise because they were so good in Daniels' rookie year, and then he was hurt, and they just were just ugh last year. And I don't know, like, who are they, you know?
One more guy. Yesterday, we were talking about quarterbacks and whether we think they would start again in the NFL. Mariota was on my list of guys to bring up.
Oh, yeah.
Because he started games for Washington.
Yeah.
Like, is anybody else ready for him? Anybody have an appetite for Marcus Mariota?
I'll bet he starts games again, but sort of in the circumstance he did this year. You know, like
a trusted backup.
Yeah, he's not going in somewhere in a 3-man competition or anything, but he'll be somebody's backup and he'll play.
Well, we'll find out what Sam thinks of our picks. Maybe we'll get some picks from him. Sam Panayotovic, Chicken Dinner, coming up after a break. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We'll also talk to Armando Salguero today. That'll be at 4. This is WGR and 107.7 and 104.7 WGR FM.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Have you been diagnosed with head or neck cancer? At Kansas City Proton Institute, we're delivering the future of cancer care with state-of-the-art proton therapy right here in KC. Proton therapy means increased precision, reducing side effects like dry mouth, difficulty swallowing, and the loss of taste as compared to conventional radiation. If you've been diagnosed, don't wait. Get your second opinion today and see KC's largest, most experienced proton therapy team. Visit kcpi.com, Kansas City Proton Institute, where you see the best in KC.
Okay, well, we'll call it the game within the game. We know Sam is at a pool somewhere, or he was today, in Florida. But we also know that sometimes he listens to our show, as does Joe Ostrowski. And that's, I think, to their credit, not because it's so good, but because they want to know, like, sort of where our vibes are before they come on. So was Sam listening today to hear us play our over-under NFL game? And we're both on no, right?
I think there's almost no way.
All right. Well, we kind of hope we're right, because we wouldn't want Sam's whatever vacation he's on to be encumbered by, you know, listening to us talk about the Jaguars.
Although, Sam, I did have an image. I tried to paint a picture. I don't know if you were listening, then you heard it, of you with like a big old school 80s boombox at the pool listening to our show with it like just booming with the bass cranked all the way up.
I really, really hate to let you guys down. No, I was not listening today, unfortunately.
All right. Well, that's probably good. You're on holiday,
yeah,
Sam?
Yeah. Where are you? Can you say? Do you want to say? Do you not want to say? I'm sorry to put you on the spot. What are you up to?
That's fine. I'm down in Naples seeing my parents. Right. So we're going to have dinner in like 5 minutes probably, because that's what they do in Naples.
I sent you a text about the Grapefruit League, and you sent me like a laughing emoji. Are you anti-Grapefruit League? It started today.
I'm not anti. I thought, actually, because the Red Sox are playing Northeastern today, believe it or not, the university in Boston, they're going to have an exhibition game. I thought about getting up there, but then I thought, you know what? It's Friday. I don't want to watch the Red Sox play Northeastern. Plus, I need the Americans to put away, is it Slovakia, Slovenia? I lose
Slovakia.
Track.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really, though, guys, I'll tell you what. I got a bone to pick with the country of Finland, because if you protect that lead, my Americans are a heavy favorite in the gold medal game.
Right.
There's no question about that. Yeah.
It's a big if.
Yeah.
So many of these hockey games, including that one, Canada-Finland, have turned right at the end, last few minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a little more, it wasn't super late when Canada tied the game. It was 35 seconds when they won it this morning, but I mean, how many of these, women included, how many games in a row have gone either to overtime?
I think it's five games in a row now that have gone to overtime.
Until that one.
And then that one was
decided with 35 seconds
That's
left.
Right. Yes.
So, I mean, it's, you got to love these close games. U.S. is still probably, are they a slight underdog if they win today and then we'll face Canada? What do you think, Bulldog? Are they a slight underdog in that game?
Yeah.
Not heavy.
No.
No Crosby, maybe, again. Well, you know, good luck.
I think we're going to get, assuming the Americans win, and obviously they're up 1-0 right now. They're minus 2,500 on the money line. They should win. I hope they win. I'm going to guess Canada minus 115, USA minus 105.
So what we did when you were getting ready for dinner a few minutes ago was we took turns drafting win totals for the NFL season. We each picked six. You've probably seen this list. I know you have, because you sent us a link to this list on DraftKings. Do you have a couple of early favorites?
Definitely. The first bet that I made of the two was Tennessee over 6.5 at minus 110.
That's my dude
that
right there.
That is minus 130.
Yeah.
We knew you liked them.
They're so well coached.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you told us that last week, right?
Yeah,
you told us
you like Tennessee. I think Saleh second time around. I love Daboll as the coordinator. I'm a Cam Ward stan, Sam. I'm the guy that all through the season, as they were losing game after game after game, and then they won that weird game in Arizona where Arizona like gave them two touchdowns, like almost literally. I kept seeing highlights of Cam Ward making really good hard throws, and this poor guy just needs some help. So here comes Daboll. I don't know what they're going to do with the roster, but I'm bullish on him.
The second bet I made, this might not surprise people, I went Cincinnati under 9.5 wins.
Okay.
Defensively, I mean, it's hard to be worse than 30th in points and 31st in yards, but they didn't get much better. Now, the draft still has to come, and then you got free agency, but they don't exactly have all this cap space. And they're too busy paying their diva quarterback and their diva wide receiver. I mean, that's just a nightmare waiting to happen. Last year they go 6-11. Now they got to win 10 games. I understand Burrow's awesome, but Burrow hasn't been healthy, number one. And that team is like a blown lead away from, you know, them all wanting to kill each other inside the locker room. So at 9.5, I think that is insanely mispriced. You can't make it 7 or 8, but 9.5 to me on Cincy's too high.
I thought about them our little game.
Me too.
Because I always wonder, I thought this ever since they got good, when those guys got there, are they going to be able to hold it all together? And they have kept Higgins and Chase and Burrow. So, like, that's a positive, but maybe they went too hard. Keeping Higgins, like having two highly paid receivers might not be the greatest idea in the world. The rest of your roster maybe suffers. And, you know, Burrow was pretty deep in his feels during the season too. It seemingly like, do I want to keep doing this? Like, how much do I love this? Like, very philosophical, which I'm here for athletes doing this. Some of my favorite Olympic stories this time through here with these Winter Olympics have been, you know, the Michaela Schifrin and this figure skater last night, Lou, that like, you know, they're at odds with their, you know, with their chosen field at times. They like have to get away from it and then come back and be re-energized. And like, I'm here for that, but I don't know, man. I hear you on the Bengals.
I know their ceiling, obviously. It's 12 wins. We've seen it twice. They won 10 and then made the Super Bowl. Then they won 12 and lost in the conference title game. But last 3 years, they go 9-9-6 in order. I don't think they're going to get to 10. So who had the first pick and who went first?
Cincinnati won 12 the year of the Hamlin game, I think it was, and then they won the playoff game here, and they could have even won another had the game canceled.
Yeah.
I went first, and I went Dallas over with no particular strategy in mind or really that much confidence. It was just on a whim because I didn't want to tell Bulldog the idea, and so I thought, to be fair, I wouldn't do any research either. That's how it went.
This is how we work, Sam.
Dallas has the most important pieces back, and I'm thinking they keep Pickens, but that's not official. I just want to bet on a team. I liked them last year too, and that didn't work out, but I feel like the Eagles are down a little bit. I don't know about the other two, and there's room for Dallas to end up, you know, with a winning record is all I need to do to clear the bar.
Yeah, I could see Dallas doing literally anything. I could see them winning 6 or winning 13. Like, I would be surprised by nothing. And then Bulldog did what?
I took Jacksonville first, over 9.5.
I like that one.
I thought Jacksonville and the Bills were the two best teams in the conference at the end of the year. And I think Jacksonville will – I think, you know, we're talking a lot about what the offseason is going to look like here, and one idea for the Bills is trading for Brian Thomas Jr., who might be a spare part in Jacksonville, and I think that could end up helping them. They've got other receivers, and if they get an extra first-round pick, that could be really nice for them because I think Thomas could get them that. I mean, I would pay that price if I'm the Bills. You know, I would encourage the Bills to do it. So I think they could be looking pretty good. So I think that team is, it's weird. Like, usually the most complimentary you hear people get about the Jaguars that aren't like Jaguars fans is, well, the division's bad, so they could have a good record and get a good seed. But I think they're actually good now.
Were you going to have the conversation about the Bills at 10.5 over -140?
It was, they weren't picked by either of us.
Well, that's typical. That's typical. Yeah. We don't really like to bet against them, but last year throughout the year it was the theme, like just not really, well, this was me at least, if not also Bulldog, but like just not feeling that great about them.
They're a little scary to me, Sam. It's a new coach after a long time entrenched coach who had certainly his shortcomings, but had... I mean, he had the feel, I think, of the group, of the team. And I think the team, the players, guy to guy, respected him. I think he shot him pretty straight. And I don't know what I really have in Brady. And a lot of what went on here around the McDermott dismissal sounds to me like a not very well thought out, I don't know, like they're trying to sell me, this is why we did this. And I'm not sure I'm buying all of it. Like, I'm just a little nervous about them. They could still be great because they have Allen, but I don't know. I'm a little nervous about them.
I get it. Look, I'm a little more glass half full as an adopted Buffalonian, as we all know. They made it unbettable for me. I don't want to go under 10.5 because you have the best quarterback in football, but I also, I'm not laying $1.40 to go over 10.5. I think that's a perfect price. If I was booking bets, I would do the same thing. I would make it 10.5, and if you want to go over, you got to lay $1.40. You got to pay that price.
Sam, what else are you dabbling in these days outside of the Olympics and some early NFL stuff? Are you doing any baseball yet? Do we have college hoops?
Yeah, I made some college World Series bets. I bet North Carolina and Texas to win the whole thing. Texas was 18-1 2 days ago. I made that bet. And North Carolina was 26-1. Those are long shots. Obviously, it's probably going to be an SEC team. It's probably going to be LSU or Arkansas. But I did bet Carolina and Texas. And there's a huge, guys, I don't know how deep into college basketball you two are right now. There are some huge games tomorrow. Michigan plays Duke tomorrow. Number one against number three. You got number two against number four. You got number six against number 23. I mean, you got some awesome games tomorrow. In a perfect world for me, Michigan's going to beat Duke tomorrow on a neutral. They play at 6:30 at night. That's in D.C. It's a neutral. If Michigan beats Duke, Duke is going to go out to like 8-1. And I'd love for Michigan to win by like 10 points and just make Duke a little bit more unsexy, and then I would bet some Duke at 8-1. So I want Duke to lose tomorrow, and then I would bet them. I know some people are like, wait, why do you want them to lose? I want the right price.
I love it.
I want Well, they're both really, really good, but Michigan's just older and more experienced, and I like. It's like Duke could win tomorrow, but if Duke loses, I'll be excited because then I'll bet them maybe to make the Final Four and definitely to win the championship at like 8-1.
I lost my 9 cents, by the way. My last 9 cents at one site. I bet on Tabitha Peterson today just because it was 9 cents. And, like, what a great – I wanted to root for USA in the curling. So, you know, she was close. Great run. But she's playing for bronze. So
My
9 cent bet went away. I had Sweden in the other one. All I needed was one more big shot from Tab. Did not happen. Oh, well.
That's like a perfect 1-800 gambler read. I lost my last 9 cents.
9 cents. 9 cents. Poof. Just like that.
I'm sorry, Mike. If you need some money, just text me after the show.
I'll be back. Don't worry. I'll be back.
Well, is it too early for you to be dabbling in Major League Baseball? You mentioned college baseball and obviously college basketball. Can you sit out spring training and wait until we get to the middle of March to get anything going on baseball?
I did get a text today from one of my guys who goes, you got to bet the Orioles today. And I almost shattered my phone with a rock. I'm like, I'm not going to run. They did win 2-0 today. They beat the Yankees.
Alonzo homered.
Look, these guys that bet spring training, they are good, but they're also sick. Like, I'm not trying to ruin my Friday at the pool on a spring training bet.
Oh, come on. You're not fooling us. You're not fooling us.
I did not do it. I also don't have, I mean, you can't really bet down here legally. You only got one shop in Florida, so it's a little difficult. I hope Sneaky Joe is listening. We're gonna bet some White Sox over this year, 67.
Okay. All right. I get in on that. And that's your team.
They're going to be a lot better. They're going to be a lot better this year, promise.
68-94 gets us home. I'm in.
Hey, well, yeah, we had them under last year, and you know, as is often the case, you know, we can actually no. Last year we did the Rockies under.
Rockies.
That's right. The year before we did the White Sox under. It's not difficult. I mean, most baseball teams win 60 games rolling out of bed, and then we need. I mean, DraftKings has 66.5. That's even better. So 67 is a winner there, as opposed to 68. That's going to be a much better baseball team this year.
I hope you're right. Thank you, Sam, and enjoy the rest of your break.
All right, dinner time. See you guys later.
Chicken Dinner Podcast. Sam Paniadovich, Joe Ostrowski.
Socks and sandals on. And get to dinner.
Find it on YouTube. I think that's great.
The early bird crab legs.
I can see it for me.
Yeah.
4 o'clock. And then either, you know, eat again or I just sleep.
It is that is one of the things about this gig. Like, I don't know that I'll ever adjust to eating dinner at 5 o'clock, even 6 o'clock. Five. Like, you know, it's me. I mean, my family's sort of adapted to it, but for a little while there, Leo was getting up the same time as Owen, 4:30 in the morning to go install like solar panels in a field in Dunkirk. That was his job. These guys don't want to eat dinner at 7:45. You know, they're getting up at 4:30 in the morning. So we've had to sort of try to adjust. But I'm not going to ease into old age and early dinner, I don't think. It's been 30 years of eating. I mean, when I started doing this, I worked at dinner time through the evening. So that was I was a basket case with that. And now this is kind of the same thing still.
I mean, you're not that far away.
I know. I mean, how I didn't ask Sam. I mean, Sam's a young
parents?
Guy. How old are his parents? His parents might be my age.
They might. He's mid-30s.
Yeah.
36, I think, maybe, is Sam. 803-0550 for your calls. We'll have Armando Salguero coming up, talking Miami Dolphins and the NFL at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR and 107.7 and 104.7 WGR FM.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant, designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Have you been diagnosed with head or neck cancer? At Kansas City Proton Institute, we're delivering the future of cancer care with state-of-the-art proton therapy right here in KC. Proton therapy means increased precision, reducing side effects like dry mouth, difficulty swallowing, and the loss of taste as compared to conventional radiation. If you've been diagnosed, don't wait. Get your second opinion today and see KC's largest, most experienced proton therapy team. Visit kcpi.com, Kansas City Proton Institute, where you see the best in KC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.